Welcome to Language Power, and this course is I don't have the information.
Oh, I thought you were doing a bit.
No, I don't remember what I was supposed to. But okay, but I can tell it, say it in Norwegian, because in Norwegian I know it. Language Power. Av og med Said Ali og med student Jeppe, eller Jamie Andrews, er et norsk kurs. Dette kurset er av ufaglærerer. Jeg er en ufaglært lærer og tar utgangspunkt I en kommunikativ undervisningsmodell på studentens premisser, det vil si engelsk og tegnspråk. Store deler av kurset omhandler grunnleggende forståelse av det å være norsk, det vil si samfunnskunnskap og utstrakt bruk av kursholderens selvopplevde historier. Vi holder også på med selvforsvarskurs på norsk. Min student heter Jamie Andrews. Andrews, sorry.
That's all right.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm good. That was new.
Yes, I am a new person today.
Trying something different.
What are you doing?
Me?
What have you done today?
I have been trying to do my homework.
Yes, homework is very important because you will have no use of this course unless you do your homework. And that's where people drop off.
Yeah, I never did my homework at school. Did you?
Oh, yes.
You did your homework?
Yes, that's why I have the privilege to be a course master.
Yeah, that makes
in this
sense.
Course, because you need high education.
Oh, I see.
As I told the inledningsvis. So, but in order to understand being Norwegian, because that's your main goal in life, there is you need to know about... one thing, question that's very important. Who came here first?
Who came here first?
Yes, because that's like question in every situation all over the world. I was here first.
Oh, I see.
Oh, you were here first. Okay. Or this is my table.
It was, I think it's back down to 70,000 BC, isn't it? Like Kenya, near there.
That came here to Oslo, Horten
Homo- first? Homo sapiens, yeah, before... Well, it was probably Neanderthals, wasn't it? Then,
or it came here first.
Yeah, it would have been Neanderthals, surely.
Yeah. You know, when you go to a restaurant in England...
Yeah.
And you want to book... and you forgot to book a table. You go to a restaurant and you're going to the toilet. You find a toilet. No, you find a chair, a table.
Yeah.
For five persons... Your friends are coming in an hour, but you need to... Oh, could you just hold on to this? What do you put on the table?
A reserved sign? Well, you...
Of course, you don't have
you
a reserved sign board.
Oh.
What can you put on there that shows everybody else that you came here first?
I let the waiter know. I put my jacket on the side and then...
Yeah. You put your jacket on the side.
Just hang it on the chair or something.
So if I come and say it and sit down beside...
Yeah.
And you'd say, no, I've booked the whole table. How much place can you book with one jacket on a chair?
How many seats are there at the table?
Let's say there are 200 seats.
Oh, then you can sit with us. Then there'd be
so you're
a
still
big,
not
private...
understanding the question.
Oh,
what
sorry.
Do you need to have on the chair or the table to tell everybody around... that you came here first.
I'd probably
is it a cell phone you could put on the table? It would get stolen, won't it?
I'd probably...
would you lay up on the table or all big, your clothes?
A big flag with my face on it? Is that where we're getting at?
No, I'm just asking you just an honest question. What would you... What do you put there?
And I needed the toilet. Then I would ask the waiter to make sure...
Oh, no, then there wouldn't be any interesting question with it. I have friends who put like cell phone on the table and they're willing to take that risk.
I wouldn't
because
do that.
People, again, what would you put there?
I would just come back and tell them that the table's been booked.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put anything.
Yeah,
I'm not bothered by the confrontation of it. I just come back and say, look, we've
But for the waiter, then you're 50-50. It's words words.
But surely the waiter will have seen me as I got in because I would have made myself known to the restaurant because they'd got to, if you're a restaurant, you're going to want to know that there's 200 people coming to eat in one go.
Yeah, it's a hypothetical question without them, because that's the problem with the native Norwegians, the Sami people. They came there first, but they have no signs around that says that we came here first. And the Norwegian came later, so there's a group of people as the natives who claim their own land because they came there first.
Okay.
So that was the comparison, but you started to bring in NATO and EU and other regulatives, which is, of course, in 2022, you would.
Sorry.
So the native people of Norway, they came here a long time ago. They came here so long time ago that they don't look like Norwegians.
Oh, what do they look like?
What does a Norwegian look like for you, by the way?
Norwegian for me, well...
Have in mind that I'm a Norwegian too.
Yeah, obviously. So a Norwegian for me, they've got four legs, six hands.
And blue eyes, right?
Blue eyes, yeah.
And
blonde hair.
So the Sami people, they're not as tall, they're shorter. And they have, you can see on their face that they've been outdoor for quite some time.
Oh, why are they not? They just like it outdoors more.
Yeah, the natives are outdoor people, aren't they?
Oh, cool.
So it's like, so I was actually giving you a hint. Oh. And that's this. This is something.
What is this?
What is this? This is a Sami hunting knife. It's called a Sami kniv.
A Sami knife.
Yes.
A kniv is knife. Oh, whoa.
So this is the knife that the Samis use up in north to...
That's pretty serious.
Yeah, because they're like hunter people. So they use that to kill each other while they're drunk.
Brown leather sheath, for anyone that's... interested. It's like it looks like a commando knife, but without the ridges or any of the functionality on the back, mixed with a machete.
Yeah, it's like a miniature machete for small people.
It's really heavy. The balance is right in the middle. It's not on the handle either. It's
so that's a Sami kniv, it's called, and you can buy that, and you can do whatever you want.
You can buy this in the shops.
Yes, you can buy everything.
That's insane.
So
this is a seriously...
it's a very good knife.
Yeah, dangerous bit of kit.
So this is called Sami kniv, and all Samis use it.
I'm fully aware now that I've covered my fingerprints on this thing that you've handed me.
That's right. So the police will be coming every moment now. And will explain why all the cats in the neighborhood are gone. So, yeah. So the story is that, you know, the Vikings, they came to Norway. Mm. The Norwegians, Vikings. North German people came to Norway.
Yeah.
Right after the Ice Age.
Okay.
And they were following their reindeers.
Oh.
Not like a private detective following them, but following where they could eat grass. And once they've eaten the grass, they... went further up and kept on eating and to grass areas.
Yeah.
And then he came to Norway. Actually, and when he came to Norway, you don't come any further because Norway is at the top of the globus. This is where you put the price tag. You know, in other countries, when you buy a globus, you put the price tag on Norway because nobody cares. So that's why there are dark times here because of the price tag.
Oh, so that's what's stopping the sunlight,
and when you remove the price tag, then it's midnight sun. It's just a theory I'm working on at the University of Berkeley. But it's actually where we are sitting right now.
Yeah.
This is the point, not in this podcast studio, but right outside. This is where the first Norwegian came.
Really?
Yeah, they came to Horten, this place. That's why there are so many big, Viking parties and Viking stuff. And
that's why you've got the Viking center here as well.
Yeah, because this is not only where the Vikings had their headquarter, but this is where the Norwegian population came with the reindeers first and established.
Oh.
But long before that, Sami people, the native people.
They were already here.
Yeah, they were up in the North Norway, they were up in North Sweden and... they had Sami people. They're called the Sapmi. The Sapmi.
So the Sami a part of Sweden as well then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they speak quite similar language with some dialect issues.
Yeah.
And they're you've probably seen them. They have a very special... You've seen them?
I did a quick search yesterday because in the UK, I'd never heard of the Sami people before.
Mm.
And it wasn't until I started dating my now girlfriend.
Right.
The boss, the better half, that I realized that they existed, and she told me a little bit about them, but not much.
You don't know how they got how they're dressed, even.
I saw a tiny bit about that. I saw oh, you're going to love this, and I'm going to hate telling this because you're going to be insufferable. So, I was talking about working with you on this, but you teaching me the course to someone, and the guy goes, "Ah, Zahid Ali, he's a national treasure." And I was like, "What?" And he's a national treasure. He needs to come back. I haven't seen him do anything in a while. And he goes, "I'll send you a clip." And then he sends me this YouTube video of you dressed. I thought you were dressed like a court jester.
Court jester?
Yeah, like, you know, with bells on the hat and stuff. But there was no belt. Like,
what's a court jester?
Court jester. You know, the clowns that.
Oh yeah. The Sami suit is like on the deck of cards. Joker.
Yeah. Yeah. It looked like that. So, but then you were going up to the north and you were, yeah. So that's literally all my experience of it.
That's right. I was pretending I was the same, but quite different.
I didn't want to really admit to you that someone was really excited about
me.
Yeah. And sending me stuff.
All the time for many years. So this is the Sami suit is like the Joker in the deck of cards, but you don't have the bells on the
no bells. Top.
Yeah, because then you can't hunt for reindeer. But the Uyghurs have it to scare away the reindeers. So they use that knife and the yoik.
Yoik. What's a yoik?
And that's very important. You need to know about the yoik.
Is that when you steal something like yoik?
No, they tell dry jokes. It's a yoik, you know, without the juicy J. No, yoiking is like, it's very, it's a kind of singing. You know when you're, and they do that all the time, that's what they're famous for. It's like singing when you forgot the lyrics of the song. So it's like,
you had one on the Eurovision. Yeah, I remember.
Thank you very much.
The Eurovision.
Yeah, you probably thought,
they were great.
He forgot his lyrics.
No, I thought they were really cool.
Oh, it is. It is very cool. Yeah. So that's called yoiking.
I thought he was just singing in Norwegian at the time.
Mm. Oh, no, it's just vocals. Yeah. Oh. It's just vocals, and that's very interesting. And that's what they do. They yoik.
Yeah. It was really cool.
Mm. So if you are up there, you can ask him, can you make a yoik out of me? And they can... They will.
Can you make a yoik out of me? Oh dear!
So that's and there's always been problems with like natives all over the world. The same problem. The similarity between all the natives is, of course, alcohol.
That makes sense.
And drugs.
Is it? What are they really good at? Do they get good stuff up there? Is that what they make their own?
It's mushroom. But it's a logic reason for why the natives in Norway and the Indians and all those people in the Russia and the North Sweden do drugs and are alcoholics.
It's because it's so cold, I guess.
There's one funny thing. They drink a lot, but they don't drink half as much as Norwegians do. Because Norwegians and UK are on the world top list over people who drink a lot.
Yeah, I'd say UK, Ireland, Australia, and Poland and Russia.
You'd say that, but I've read the list and it's...
Is it?
UK and it's Scandinavia. But I guess you got some friends in Poland and you want to brag about drinking. But it's very much...
I have drank with some Polish people before.
But they drink... But the problem is that their drinking is one of the main reasons for youth suicides.
Youth suicide? What, do they bully youths or something after they get
drunk? Youth. Young people take their lives. So that's
really sad.
One of the reasons. But in the rest of the country, alcohol is not the reason. You just drink to fuck.
Or
make conversation. Sorry, I was too fast on my resume. But that's not a debate. But the reason for why Native Norwegians drink, there is anything. Everybody's spiritual. You know, all the natives are spiritual. So you need to, so they eat a lot of mushrooms up there. And, you know, you need to be drunk or high or something.
What
so
you
can see.
By mushrooms, you mean?
Flying sop, it's called.
Oh, yeah. Magic mushrooms.
Yeah, they're good at that kind of stuff.
Oh.
Like all natives are, you know, you smoke stuff and you do that stuff. And there's some voodoo things going on. And everything, when you're out in the nature and you're, that's what you do, then you should...
You go out into the nature, eat some mushrooms.
And have a good time and
drink.
And then go to bed.
Oh.
Or, yeah.
That's the Norwegian camping experience, or is that more the Sami camping experience?
You don't go camp with the Sami people up in north. Like a camping car, you mean?
No, like a tent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have a teepee. You know, the Indian teepee?
Yeah.
It's teepee called, isn't it? but in Norway, they have exactly the same.
Yeah. If I'd have said that joke, you'd have given me the drums just or the alarm bell.
Mm. But the drum is for the audience to know that that's a quality joke, isn't it? Sorry, but this is very important information.
Okay.
The tipi is in Norway called lavel.
Lavel?
Yeah, but you need to say it in Sami. And it's lavo, a bit nervous.
Lavo.
Lavo. Yeah, so lavo is a huge tent made with of wood and leather reindeer around. And inside you have a ball.
Mm.
And that's a lavo. That's where they live.
Oh. But they live in a lavo.
But always been problems with the Sami people and the Norwegian people. And they even have their own parliament up in north and they have their own rules. And they're...
Are there any cool rules? Anything interesting?
Well, they have their own land, but they haven't... But the land they have, they don't own it. It's like when you occupy a building, like the Black Panthers.
Squatters or something.
This is our building. And the police can come whenever they want and throw them out.
Oh, so it's like squatting. Is that what you're saying?
Squirting.
Squatting.
Like when you work out and go down and up.
Yeah, but it's also when you take over an abandoned building.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you can say that about the land. Kind of, I don't know all the details around it, but I'll check into it and call some of my Sami people. And in the 70s, you know, Oslo people didn't like them.
Why?
Because they're natives, just as the same reason as American didn't like the Indians. So you could see outside the buildings.
The Native Americans.
Yeah, Native Americans. Indians. So you could see on the apartment rents, it was like... No Samis allowed.
Oh,
and
that's not nice.
Yeah, and then the Pakistanis took over that.
Oh, so then it was no Pakistanis allowed. Or
yeah, so the Samis could relax a little, and then there were Somalis and Polish people and Romani people, and and now no vegans and
no vegans.
Lactose intolerance and no smokers. And
yeah, this is a gluten zone. No, if you're gluten free. You're not welcome here.
You're free to live wherever else you want. So there've been lots of demonstrations and there've been lots of problems and with that. And now the movies are coming about those kind of things. But so you've never seen a Sami?
I've never met a Sami. No.
Never.
No. Never. Not that I know of.
That's interesting because there's one interesting thing also. The Sami people, I think, are the richest natives in the world.
Yeah?
Because you live in the richest country in the world.
Oh, that makes sense. Maybe I should meet some Samis then.
No, not that rich that they like, but they're rich because the natives are often the poorest peoples in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Aborigines and all that kind of other... And they're
sad, really.
Tribal people and they don't get any help from... And they don't want any help, so...
Yeah.
Or the help they want is a bit like...
fuck off, get back out of my country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's... But it's more organized here. The Sami people are the most organized also. They have their own parliament.
Yeah.
You don't have that in the US. But I can give you an example of my experience.
First experience really with the Sami.
Because I have met a real native Sami guy from Finnmark.
Finnmark
is it's that place up in north where you actually put the price tag.
Okay.
It's nothing there. Or it is. It's Finnmark, the county. It's flat. So people up there, they are flat earthers often because there's nothing else than flatness all over.
Oh, wow.
You've seen the Tiger King series on Netflix?
Yes.
And there's a guy who is a director in the series who's Nick Kirkham?
Yep, I remember.
Sorry. When the series was finished, I heard that he wanted to just get as far as possible away from the US that you can come.
Yeah.
And he just traveled to Norway and to Bodø. And Bodø is still 2 hours south of Finnmark. It's the nearest place you come to the other planets.
It's that far away from everything.
That's where the Sami people live.
Ah, that's cool.
So I'd read about them in school, as everybody else have. And seen them in movies, you know, played by famous actors.
Mm.
But in reality, never seen a Sami guy in Sami, because they have like a very colorful, beautiful uniform or dress.
That's cool.
Or costume?
Yeah.
Not costume.
Just clothes, I guess.
Clothes,
for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I met that guy, you know, at Spar. He was looking at the snow joggers with stingers.
Yeah.
Snow joggers, that's what you call the 80s shoes, the winter shoes.
Snow joggers?
Yeah, the winter shoes with the metal stings.
Oh, spikes.
Spikes, yeah. And he was a tiny little man with the full costume and the hat on. And it kind of looked like the outfit was, you know, like the Joker and the deck of cards.
Yeah.
So I first thought he was a toy.
You thought he was a toy?
Yeah, because he was standing beside the toy selection and he wasn't.
Oh, no.
So
was he just really still?
Yeah, he was still just looking and he had these colorful clothes. So I walked over to him and lifted him up to check the price. I'm thinking, how much does this cost? This is very nice. And then I hear the sound, put me down with the Sami noise. So, but we became friends.
Yeah.
When I saw his knife.
Yeah, and, I'm surprised.
And we talked, it was very nice. And I asked him something that I wanted to ask a native Norwegian for a very long time.
Yeah.
You know, and there's one question that many people from Oslo would like to ask Sami people. And that is, is it true that Samis have over 300 words for snow?
Oh, yeah.
They live up there, so...
Was one of the things when I did a quick search at...
Yeah, so there's 300, they say they have over 300 words for
300.
Snow. So I asked him, is it true? And he said, yes, that is right.
Oh.
That is how they speak. We have, and he took up his hand and started to count. We have fresh snow.
Yeah.
Dark snow. Powder snow.
Yep.
Yellow snow. Powder snow. And you already said that. Slush, does that count? I don't know. Dirty snow. Okay, you got probably 7 now. Fucking snow.
Fucking snow.
What's fucking snow? Oh, that's when you just shoveled outside the lava and it snows again. Fucking snow! So I told him, it's okay. I believe you.
Oh,
300
no.
birds, of course you have. So, and he invited me home for dinner up in the north.
Oh, that's nice.
And he told me, and which I often hear from Sami people.
Yeah,
that we're the same people, because they see me as a dark guy and they like feel kind of a connection and think that automatically, since I have long hair and I've got lots of bracelets and stuff around my hand, and I got like a Maharishi Yogi's tattoo on the back and wear a cape, that I'm also spiritual. Even though it's just fashion.
And there's only a slight height difference, I guess, between you and Sami as well.
Like a whole another person in between can fit. Like so he was like an arty Mikkel, as we say. He said, we're the same. We have a shaman.
A shaman?
You have an imam.
A shaman.
You pray 5 times a day. We drink 5 times a day. You Pakistanis have knife in your pocket. We have them outside the pocket, in the belt. So I was like, okay. Then.
Impressive stereotyping on either side there,
So I went to visit him so a couple of years later when I was doing a stand-up show there. I thought, maybe I should just take a tour.
Yeah.
Drive up to him and check his lavu out. And it was a huge lavu, a huge tipi. And his wife was inside steering the pot.
Oh, cool.
And joiking. And, oh,
that's cool.
So I was like, okay, that was cool. And I had drinking a little. So I was like, start too, you know, because...
But yoiking.
Yeah, because they were in the party mode. So I also started, And then they stopped and looked at me because she wasn't joking. She wasn't joking at all.
What was she doing?
It was her hand blender she used that had low battery. So it was... So that was quite embarrassing.
Oof.
And they started to drink and we had some of the moonshine that they make up there. And then it was very nice because he presented me with their Sami local food. It's called bidos.
Bidos.
Bidos. You should try that once. It's a mixture of lots of vegetables. It's like lapskaus. You remember you've tried that once?
Yeah.
And you didn't like it.
So. No, I didn't. Didn't enjoy lapskaus.
But this is quite good, and it's with the reindeer.
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 Yeah, sounds nice.
Food, and it, of course everything is fresh and from around the block.
Cool.
Everything is, so it's quite tasty, and when you have beer to it and all that stuff, so... So I tasted it and I said that it was like fantastic. It was very good.
Yeah.
And I said, so what's the, how's it made? How do you make yours?
Yeah.
Bidos. Large stew.
Yeah.
And he said, it's a secret.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, okay, but I'm not going to commercialize this. But okay then, first you need to have a large saucepan. Okay, large saucepan. Then you need to have some boiling water. And then you need to have a sharp pair of scissors. And then... I beg your pardon? Didn't hear what you said? Okay. Uncle Ben's special native mixture.
Uncle Ben's.
Yes. And you secret serve it recipe. With Uncle Ben's hurtigis, which is like fast rice.
Wow.
So you just buy it at Meny on Spar and you just open the plastic and put it into...
Random fact about Uncle Ben's rice.
Yeah.
The microwave rice that you can get, the whole grain microwave rice.
Yeah.
People use to grow mushrooms.
What?
Yeah, they heat it and then they'll let it cool down and then they'll inject some spores from mushrooms into it.
Wow.
And after a few weeks, as long as you've been clean with everything and you've let it air through like masking tape or something, you'll have everything you need for mycelium to grow mushrooms.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You should go up to the north and become a Sami businessman.
Uncle Ben Mushroom Company or something.
Yeah. So here comes the point with the rich native people, I was talking about, because I was... we were drinking and eating and he suddenly asked me, you want to stay here or should we go to my place?
What? I thought you were there. Was it called the
Lavo? Yeah.
Lavo, yeah.
I was like, I don't understand. Where are we now? At your friends? And he was, I'll show you. And he shouted to his wife, Sara, what's the password for the Mac? And I was like, you have a Mac here? And she shouted, Reindeer 47.
Reindeer 47.
So I was what do you mean by you don't live here? What, it's love, or you're in the I just have been with you for 4 hours. It's like one of the most magical moments I've ever had. And he said, are you crazy? Don't you realize how cold it is? Don't you see the big block over there? The apartment with the balcony? Yeah, the one with the plastic palm. That is where I live.
Oh,
if we speed up now, we can reach Lonely Planet. It starts at 8 o'clock. So that's what happened. What?
Lonely Planet.
So I said, I think I'll sleep in the lavabo. And he said, okay, you're going to sleep here. Okay, let's see. Bidos, accommodation, breakfast, and yoik in bed tomorrow. It will be 1,850 kronos plus tax, please.
What?
So that's what they do. It's all a gimmick and a business.
Well, if you can charge that much for a night, then I'm not surprised.
Message from abroad is a post we have with Jamie, his friends, who are worried about him and are wondering. I have questions about Norway.
Hi, my name's Sarah. I'm leaving this message from Croydon, England, represent. My question is, what is the difference between the Sami and the Eskali?
That might seem ridiculous to you, but that's a legitimate question for me, because I thought they were the same thing. It's really ignorant.
What's the difference between a particular Sami woman and somebody
just
he knows?
The Eskimo, because the Eskimos aren't Sami, are they? They're different.
They're Sami, but they're different, yes. But there are, it's not any big difference. Actually, I have some friends that are Sami.
Yeah.
And they have, because it's... So, not a long tour to Greenland, which is close by in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so, the Eskimos, which is forbidden to say now.
Is it?
You must say Inuit.
Really?
Yeah. Eskimos is
I didn't know that.
Saying the E word is...
It's bad.
I think so.
Oh, I didn't realize. Oh, I feel really bad. So, it's Inuit now.
Yeah. So, the Inuits... they live on Greenland and I asked a friend of mine who is a Sami, and she has relatives on Greenland, and they visit each other sometimes. They know Sami, but they have their own language also.
Oh, cool.
And they've got a different set of clothes, because in north of Norway it's cold, but you can still have a kind of fashion.
Yeah.
But up on where the Eskimos live, Inuits.
Inuits.
To not freeze to death, you need to wear a polar bear.
Oh, that makes it.
And a seal, or a white whale that you've just heckled around your body 600 times because it's too cold. Too cold to be fashion.
Oh, fashion. Sad, isn't it? Too cold for fashion.
That's too cold. Let's write a song.
That could be a song, yeah.
Too cold for fashion by the Inuit. From sad song, actually.
Yeah, you could see that being a song in the 80s. Maybe with some synth.
Too cold.
So the difference is, I don't know. They're
location.
Yeah, location-wise, there's some, but they're closer to the Sami people than many, and they look quite the same too.
Same.
There are a lot of same jokes in.
Yeah.
Because it means same in Norwegian too. Same, but different.
Okay.
Yeah. So. They look same. They have the Mongolian face.
That's cool.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. What's wrong with having a Mongolian face?
No, no, I'm just asking you. You were just asking me a lot of questions. No, I'm just asking one back. Is it?
Yeah, I think it is. I don't see what's wrong with that.
Yeah, of course not. It's perfect.
Yeah.
I've even slept with a Sami girl.
Have you?
Yes.
What was that like?
Strange, very cold.
Cold.
Oh, never mind that. But do you have any questions about, because we need to drill on your opinion and view about Sami people, and you need to know about them. And don't get surprised whenever you're out partying in North that everybody wants to heal you on the after party.
Everyone wants to heal you?
Yeah, they're because...
Are they all like Reiki healers or something like that?
Reiki?
Yeah, all that sort of, I'm going to use energy to heal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sense. Yeah, very much, yeah.
Oh.
So if you're not into it, it's going to be painful to be there. But if you like that kind of stuff, and drums been playing a lot, not techno music, but just...
yeah, just normal drums.
Like, all night.
Yeah.
And then it would be fine. Do you have any questions about Sami stuff?
What are some normal Sami names? Are they any different from Norwegian names?
Like yes. It's a name called Gaup.
Gaup.
Gaup is a very common... Gaup is a... Gaupe. Have I told you about Gaupe? It's a...
No.
It's a cat. Wild cat. Oh. Very beautiful with long hair and amputated tail. Looks like...
Oh, cool.
Beautiful Gaup. It's like a cougar.
Is this the Norwegian forest cat?
Yeah.
Oh, they look so cool.
Not the tame one.
Oh, okay. Not the tame one.
Wild. Because that's called the Norwegian, which you can have at home. Mm. And the way, and that's a breed, the race cat that costs like 15,000 Norwegian kroners to buy.
Really?
Very beautiful. And the cat I have is a mixture of that and another cat.
Oh, what's the other cat?
I don't know. Word of the week. Now I'm very excited, Jamie, because word of the week is one of my favorite spots in the program, and I'm always curious about what word you've been going around and thinking about all day long for a week.
Right. So this one is a bit of a journey. So it's a word I borrowed. The girlfriend's thermos flask.
Thermos? What's that?
Yeah, thermos flask.
Oh, thermos. You know,
thermos flask, yeah.
Thermos.
And it had a brand on it, a little mountain.
Mm.
And then underneath it had acyclit.
Acyclit?
Ass and clit, basically, is what I read it as. Ass and clit.
Ass and clit?
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, well, where do I drink the thermos? Do I drink it from the front? Is it going to taste different if I drink it from the back? If it's ass and clit? So I asked the missus. She told me I was an idiot and told me to look it up.
Yes.
I looked it up. I did some research. And apparently it's Old Norse for God Mountain. God Mountain? God Mountain. Acyclit.
Acyclit?
Acyclit. So ass and
clit. That's a Norwegian word?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was a brand of... So it's quite an obscure word of the week.
And it was in the bottom of the thermos?
It was on the thermos, yeah. Acyclit.
You sure you didn't buy a dildo?
No, it was definitely a thermos.
Some of them look like a thermos.
Yeah. No, it was definitely a thermos, but yeah, it was acyclit.
Can you spell it? And how do you think it's pronounced in Norwegian?
All right, it says Asaklitt.
Acyclit?
Acyclit.
Acyclit?
Yeah. Yeah, look, there's loads of Klaas Olsen. Look, you can get them in there. Acyclit and Klaas Olsen.
Acyclit and Klaas Olsen?
Yeah.
Well, that's a strange word.
Yeah.
So you just found a strange word and that was the word of the week?
Yeah. Because it was one of the things I need to do, apparently, to be a true Norwegian. I need to climb a mountain, eat a tangerine and some quick lunch.
Yes.
Or a mandarin or whatever you want to call it. So... I thought, I said to the missus, I'm going to go up acyclit tonight. And she was like, what?
The apple scene and the quick lunch stuff, that's for the instant Norwegian course. It's like You've just landed and you need to become Norwegian as fast as possible.
Yeah.
And that's one of 10, 12 points. That's for Chinese people.
Oh. Is that why it's called Apple Sin?
Is that... Chinese people, the reason why I told you about that, that if you want to like go into a time capsule, you can visit any Chinese restaurant in Norway. Once you get in there, it's because Chinese people, they've already had the plan when they moved to Norway or the rest of the world, what they're going to do.
Yeah.
They're going to start that restaurant.
It's smart.
They're making the plan on the airplane.
Yeah.
They're not like, I'm going to clean toilets or sell cheeseburgers. I'm going to have that restaurant. So the first thing they do, they do that stuff and they buy a place. And then they hang up pictures, make a menu, and that menu and everything stays the same.
Forever.
So if you want to go and see how it was in Norway in 1972, you can go into a Chinese restaurant and then you can see a picture of a young royal family.
Yeah.
With King Harald in the 20s or 30s, and you can look at the menu, you have a Chinese dishes, but you also have a Norwegian menu. And on the Norwegian menu, you have a shrimp cabaret, which is an old Norwegian dish, and you have banana split, which was disappeared from the face of the universe in the 80s.
Yeah.
And 30% of the foods that they had were outdated and finished and nobody knew what it was. It was like ass and clit. It was like, what the fuck is this? So they just, they had a very bad time when they came and were like, we have 15 minutes to make this restaurant and it'll stay that way.
Forever.
Isn't it good Norwegian food? Today,
here we go.
I have something for you.
Okay.
And this is, this you will like. I guess you'll give it number six. Because this
you reckon I'll give it a six?
This is a Norwegian very famous dish. And you can describe it and eat it.
So it looks like a ring donut to me.
Yes.
But smaller.
Yeah.
It smells slightly different from a donut though. Slightly.
And it's the first time I am eating it too. Your
really?
Norwegian food.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I've
true,
been eating
it?
That since I was a kid, but first time I'm sharing. The stuff, and that's called smultring.
A smultring. So we've had an arseklit, and now I've got a smultring. To put in my mouth. It's been an interesting... Right. Hmm.
It's better when it's fresh and hot. And I just bought it from the bakery, but bakeries have a tendency to sell out the cold first and then the hot when it's cold.
So it's nice.
I think you'd...
It's not so sugary as a donut.
It's fatty. Mm. It's consists of flour and löype. Löype is fat.
Mm.
So it's fat. Very much fat. And when it's hot, it's very good.
It's a little bit crunchier than a donut in texture.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. It's a little bit denser as well.
So you like it? And they give it a dice base?
Yeah, I like it.
Because this is what you're going to eat for the rest of your life when you live here.
Oh.
For dessert.
That and the banana split.
Yes, if you came in the 80s, I'd give you that.
I'm going to give this I'm going to give it a five.
Very good. Five. I'm good with five.
Yeah.
And but you know, Sami people, of course, they eat the bidos. But there's another thing they are very fond of since they're outside and they enjoy broth.
Broth.
Is that bouillon? Bouillon.
Yeah. Bouillon or broth?
Broth. They drink broth.
I like broth.
You like it too?
Yeah, and what do they have it with?
Yeah, boiled water and broth.
Oh, okay.
As a soup.
Like a vegetable broth or a...
No, meat broth.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Because then you need all the proteins and everything to... make it through the day.
That sounds really nice.
Yes, and you know, back in the 80s, they had that in the Coke automats.
Broth. They're brought in the Coke machines.
Yeah, in the Coke machines. You can order different kind of
wouldn't it be
cold and hot thing?
You could order hot cold broth.
Hot.
Oh, hot broth.
Hot broth in a cup.
That's cool.
And it was very popular. I loved it.
What happened to it then? Why did they stop?
It just disappeared as did with the,
that's sad.
With the
banana split. Language. Can you make a yoik out of me? Oh dear.
Thank you for listening to the Language Power podcast presented by Sahid Ali and Jamie Andrews. Production and music by me, Sean Bartlett. If you enjoyed the podcast, please like, subscribe and all that good stuff. And if you really liked it, please recommend it to someone else that might really like it.